Could you trust someone enough to jump out of a plane with them? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've never been skydiving, and honestly, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane doesn't sound all that appealing to me. But people do it every day because they're strapped to someone who's done it hundreds of times before. They trust the person they're attached to. Following Jesus is a lot like that. Today's story is about that idea. It's called Tandem Life by Deborah DeVillar. Have you ever wanted to go skydiving? The thrill, the exhilaration, the absolute terror. Well, if you're not quite daring enough to jump from a plane with nothing but a parachute, you could try tandem skydiving instead. This much safer option means you're connected to a harness, which is attached to a highly experienced tandem instructor. The instructor guides you through each and every step prior to, during, and after the jump. You're secured to this expert skydiver the whole time, from exiting the plane to landing safely on the ground. They're responsible for and in control of everything that's happening. Your part is to rest in their control and enjoy. The tandem's connection means placing all of your trust in the instructor's abilities and knowledge. For all practical purposes, you're placing your life in their hands. It wouldn't be good to fight against their movements or try to go in a different direction from where they're leading. No matter what happens on the journey, you can trust the safety of the harness and the person you're attached to. What if we thought about our Christian journey as being on a tandem flight with the Lord? When we come to faith in Jesus, we aren't just attached to Him, we are united with Him. We are inseparable, connected together forever. The Holy Spirit is our highly qualified instructor, there from the beginning. As our traveling partner, the Spirit of Christ guides us along our journey till we safely reach our final destination of eternity with Jesus. So, as Christians, we never have to be afraid of free falling alone. We can rest and abide in the one who holds us securely, now and forever. What are you thinking about after hearing today's Devo? Can you think of a time in your life that felt like a free fall? Maybe you felt disoriented or just unable to handle the things you were going through. Consider taking a moment to imagine Jesus right there with you. You could even picture Him strapped to your back like a tandem skydiving instructor. How does this image make you feel? Is there anything you want to say to Jesus? Now, as you and I can read in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Learn more from God's Word in John 10:27-30, then John 15:4-10, and 1 Corinthians 6:17 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Want to make sure you never miss a story? Well, subscribe to the Unlocked podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to audio. That way, you'll have each devotion waiting for you when you need it the most. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, asking the question, what would you give up if you could have the greatest gift of all time? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.